he won't be ready this week. Juju won't be ready this week. So, two different things there. As far as the game goes, you know, I liked what I saw as far as just the team effort. All three phases contributed. We've got some things we can obviously work on both sides of the ball, special teams wise, likewise. But there are some real positives that we can take out of the game. We rushed, you know, obviously for a lot of yards offensively, defensively. I guess a strong offense. We were able to hold them in their rush yards and hold them relatively, and likewise in the pass game with the three turnovers. That was big. And then special teams wise, McColl had again a nice return there. Ariza was really punting the ball well, field position wise. I thought was a positive. I thought defensively, I thought Chris Jones just, as he's done every game, has just been really a dominant force. And people know that. I mean, the Raiders will know it too. They played against him before. So, but this guy is playing at that MVP level, defensive MVP level. So that you know, he takes a lot of pride in being the best, and right now he's doing that. He's showing that. So offensively, again, there were some good individual things that took place. You know, with Kareem and the other running backs, I thought really ran hard. Pat had some big time runs for us. Pass game, we got to get a couple things worked out. But we'll get that taken care of. Kelsey had another productive game, as did Noah. And that combination was good for us yesterday as we went through the game. So again, all in all, and you know, both lines, I thought on both sides of the ball did a nice job. And that is really where everything starts, and your production starts on both sides. It makes the secondary and linebackers look well on the defensive side. It makes the receivers, tight ends, and running backs look good on the offensive side. So with that, time's yours.
We'll kick things off with Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hello, Andy. I have two questions for you. The first is, you guys have used Travis in a number of ways this year, but I just wonder, obviously given his age, just what impresses you most about his ability as a blocker for other guys in the offense?
Yeah, he's so willing to do that. You know, he just wants to win is what he wants to do, and make sure that we're doing well offensively. He's not selfish that way. He just wants to be in there, right? He wants to be in and playing. And as a result, if you take out the offensive lineman out of the picture, he's always one of the top play per game guy. And that's him. And he prepares that way during the week. He busts his tail during the week. So, and part of that's the run game. And he makes sure that he stays on top of that.
And then secondly, considering Juju's injury, how much has there been a discussion about elevating one of the guys on the practice squad, whether that's Nico Remigio, Justin Ross? Just where have they progressed from the last time we saw them, obviously during the preseason?
Yeah, really all those guys on the practice squad, we've got a lot of trust in, so and feel good about. And we've talked about it a little bit. I'm going to get with Veach here after we're done, and we'll go through everything. So, but I just came out of an offensive meeting and had a chance to talk to those guys and see what their thoughts were. And, you know, we'll see. I haven't had a chance to really get with Veach on it.
We'll go next to Matt Derrick. Matt?
Hey, Coach. Two questions for you. One, you mentioned Chris is playing at a NFL Defensive Player of the Year kind of level. how important would it be, and what would it mean to you, Chris, the organization, for him to get that award? And how much do you, you know, is there a, you have to kind of campaign for the Chris in a position like that, since there's so many things that he does that doesn't show up in a box score?
Yeah, Matt. I mean, everybody goes off of sacks. I mean, that's, you kind of know that. They look at sacks first, but what he does in the run game and the pass game, to me, is what constitutes somebody for that spot. And he's done this over and over a number of years here, and he's been close to the number of votes in that award with Aaron. You know, but it's now. The thing that's amazing is here he is at this age and being paid what he's being paid, and the Joker just comes out and goes 100 miles an hour every play that he's in, pass and run, and he's dominant at that. And you know, he's everybody's target. He'll be the Raiders' target this week from an offensive standpoint. But he works through that, and Joe Cullen helps him with that. Spags helps him with that. But the kid's there every day, and then every week, and so I get to see that.
And then with some of the rookies, you know, we saw a little bit more from Jaden Hicks, and obviously Chris Roland Wallace had to play a bigger role yesterday. How much of the management of some of this rookie class and these younger guys has been with the understanding and expectation that you're going to play a 2021 game season and wanting to make sure they don't hit that rookie wall?
Yeah, there is a rookie wall that the guys can hit at times. We try to manage that the best we can. We've had pretty good success with it with the young guys, where we can kind of get them through that phase. But the guys they're working hard. They're contributing in the games. And then, you know, we'll just, as the college season goes on, I'm always, when you start getting around that bowl time in there, and guys, you know, that's when they go, oh, geez, we still have seven games left or six games left. And, that's kind of where you gotta look at. But we try to do a good job working them through all that.
We'll go next to Nick Jacobs. Nick.
And Kelsey, I'll have a follow-up if I can, please. Andy, for you, throughout this year and through a lot of these big moments, it seems like the team can just find a way in the fourth quarter to lock in and close things out. Where do you feel like that's kind of happened for you guys over time?
Yeah, Nick, I think it starts with your locker room, your coaches, and just how do the guys like each other, like playing together? And then that whole trust thing that they develop with each other, I think, is important. Everything's not going to be roses when you're playing. You're going to have ups and downs in games. Very few teams go and win every game during a season. So you literally take it game by game and make sure you're taking care of business this week. But I think the locker room has a big part of that. The coach's attitude with everything has a big part of that.
And then lastly, for you guys all getting together Friday night to be able to go watch high school football and everything, for you kind of on the sidelines, is there times where you're kind of looking at something as a play caller and seeing some of that? And what did it mean to you to see Tate be able to throw that game-winning throw there in the final 10 seconds?
Yeah, how about him, man? Gee, man, both those guys, gee, them playing opposite each other, that was something. And they're both great kids. So, but Tate's a gamer, and he's been that since he was a little shooter, and now, you know, KU's going to get a good player, you know, from all this, and it was great. That was a big game for both teams. And they love playing against each other. So it was great to have all the support out there. And it was hard for all of us to, you know, you can't root for one side. You've got to go right down the middle because these kids have been at our training camp. We all love them. So they've worked our training camps, and you get to know them, and you know they're fighting their tails off to beat up on each other a little bit.
We have three more quick ones for you. We'll go first to Pete Sweeney.
Coach, the snap numbers indicate that Nazi Johnson will end up being the choice, at least first, to potentially replace Jalen. What have you and Steve seen from him in you know, A, getting back, and then and B, what he's been able to do since he's been back that gives you confidence that you'll be okay there?
Yeah, Pete, every week he's gotten better and stronger. And so that's the main thing. He's a good player. They said he has the confidence in his leg and the leg's strong, and that that just happens by playing. So every week it's been a positive going forward, and he's ready for the spot. And, you know, Two's also been in there. He's done it. And so he knows what it takes, and two different body types, and we'll need both of them. And they both need to step up. Watson was having a heck of a year. So now it's these guys have an opportunity here to step in and do the same.
We'll go next to Sarin Petro. Sarin?
And I'll have a follow-up, too, if I could. Coach, you've obviously been dealing with a lot of injuries here, but not just injuries that you know going into the game. You've been hit a couple of times with wide receivers going down, wide receivers that would seem to have played, Rashee Rice and then Juju this past week, that were going to be a big part of the game plan. How do you weigh that? Is that something over the years you've learned? You know, that's why there's – oh, geez. That was my phone. Sorry. Is that something over the years you've realized that, you know, it just is something that, you know, you have to be prepared for, that, you know, someone might go down.
Yeah, Saran, the coaches, I think, do a good job with rotating guys in during practice, making sure that everybody knows everybody's spot and, that you can function. And so yesterday was smooth. Connor's got a big part of that, on his plate because he does all the substitutions, and trying to get everybody in on time and moving around is not an easy task. And when people go down, so, but he did a good job the last couple of weeks with that, just making sure things ran smooth. The calls were easy, personnel wise, getting them in. And yeah, I give him most of the credit there.
And then for a follow-up, just, you know, I know you ended up getting an interception, getting the ball right back, but just, you know, what goes into the conversation? I know Dave's in charge of the special teams, but when you decide to do a fake punt, how much of that is, you know, something you figured out during the week, and how much of that is something that maybe you guys are spotting something in game when you decide to make that call?
Yeah, that one, we thought we had something there, and David practiced it this week, and you know, I was aware of it, and he made me aware of it during the game. And, you know, so I was aware that it was going to take place with a certain look, and they gave us a look, and you know, we got to do a little better job executing it, but, trying to stay aggressive, especially against that crew there. They're a good football team. So
we'll close things out with Todd Lebo. Todd.
Yeah, Coach, maybe a follow-up on the culture you guys have built. You mentioned Travis willing to block and Chris going 100 miles an hour on everything. Patrick seems to be driven by wins more than anything. I guess just how unique is it to have your best players seemingly be unselfish, and kind of what that means to the culture of your team as you get through a long season?
Yeah, Todd, you're around these guys, so you know this, but that's the way they operate. I think that's positive. That's a positive culture to have, you know, and then the end result helps too, that you are winning. I mean, that helps. So, and how you get kind of handle the highs and lows are the important thing. That'll carry you through the whole season. If you can handle the lows, like you're handling the highs, well, that's a plus. So you got to stay driven to do that in either case. And, you know, so far that's been the guy's approach and the coach's approach.